Well, you've probably heard of what is happening in Victoria at the moment when it comes to a very, very prickly topic, and that is assisted dying, with thoughts there that that may be something that gets up in Parliament. Let's have a look at what that may look like as that conversation rolls out across the country at the moment. Trevor Carn, MLC, joins us, the Deputy President of our state's Legislative Council. And good morning, Trevor. It's for, in terms of New South Wales, how far are we in terms of this conversation in Parliament?
Well, good morning, Mark. We are in a situation where a bill has been introduced into the Legislative Council something about 3 or 4 weeks ago. It's sitting there waiting to be debated, and probably will be debated in about the middle of November.
It is one of those topics, isn't it, the right to die, that people get very emotive about. I think most of us are either on one side or another. If this was to pass, there would definitely need to be some checks and balances and safeguards put in place. What are some of those things that are being looked at in terms of the bill?
Well, Mark, can I firstly say you're quite right, it's emotive, but we've been holding forums. I think we're now up to around about 10 to a dozen forums across the state. We've generally got around about 80 to 100 people attending those forums, and quite frankly, the people who've attended have generally been older than me, so over 60, generally with life experiences and the experiences of loved ones who've passed away badly that leads them to want to have a degree of control over their own ends or ends of other relatives, in a sense. So what we did was we put together a bill somewhat similar to the Victorian bill. We restricted it to people over 25, and quite frankly, again, the people who've shown an interest in this are well past middle age generally. We require that in order to qualify, a person would have to be terminally ill as assessed by two doctors and be in the final 12 months of their life. In the New South Wales bill, we require an additional requirement that the person be assessed by a psychiatrist to ensure that they're capable of making the decision and they're making it voluntary. And really, at each step, it involves having a full and extensive discussion with a patient as to the alternatives that are available to them in terms of treatment, in terms of palliative care, and essentially just making sure that people know where they're going in terms of their treatment and the end stages of their life.
If this was to get up, Trevor, it sounds like there's some fairly common sense safeguards that are put in place. With the forums that you've been having around the state, would it be fair to say that most of the people that are in favour are folks that have had some life experience with a family member or close friend that has passed away under difficult circumstance?
Look, I think what you find both in terms of the forums and dealing with people by way of email and telephone calls is that they're people who may well have had a variety of views on this subject until they've actually seen a relative die badly. And it makes people often quite passionate. They see that in some cases with the best palliative care in the world, some people get to an age and stage in their life where really their suffering and incapacity is unbearable, and that leaves a significant mark upon you. I must admit my interest in this has particularly been motivated by the death of my father, who had a very long and undignified end. It went over some 3.5 years. He'd requested my assistance to die. He had been a GP for over 50 years, and I think had fair insight into what faced him. I didn't help him, believing that he would die quickly. Well, it didn't happen, and it was unimaginably bad for that period of time.
So sorry to hear about your personal experience there, Trevor, but certainly thanks for illuminating us with those thoughts there. Has there been much vocal opposition as you've been sort of talking to different people around the state to these laws coming to pass?
Look, it's like a lot of things. If you look at surveys that are done in the community, it's over 70% of the community is in favour of a properly constructed assisted dying law. Indeed, one of the most recent surveys undertaken by NewsPoll found that in regional and rural areas that rises to something in the order of 87%. So in terms of the general community, the the general response is quite favourable, and certainly a number of members of Parliament have undertaken surveys. I'm in the National Party, so that the surveys have been undertaken that I've spoken to by National Party members, and again, those have reflected those sort of figures, over 70% generally. Now, however, you've got to say there are groups, and quite frankly, church groups, for instance, who are passionately opposed to this. There's members of Parliament also who are passionately opposed, either on religious or philosophical grounds. But again, my view is, as in some other areas of social change, I think we've got to listen to what the community wants. We've obviously got to construct a bill that provides appropriate safeguards, but the overwhelming majority of people in New South Wales want us to move forward on this.
Trevor, it's a conversation that one way or another we must have, and it seems like that conversation is happening at the moment. Thanks for sharing a little bit of that with us this morning.
It's my pleasure.
From New South Wales Legislative Council, the Deputy President, MLC, Trevor Khan. Very tricky conversation, but like I said, one that we seem to be having and need to have. The right to die. At 2NURFM, 29 past 11.